Testing in the House Chamber, Legislator Day 160.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant at Arms will close the doors. Members and visitors will please silence all electronic devices. The prayer will be offered by Representative John. Members and visitors in the gallery will please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Representative John.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Members of North Carolina, November is Veterans Month, and to commemorate our veterans and servicemen and women, I'd like to begin by reading a poem which inspired the practice I remember from years ago, perhaps some of you may, one which my mother always insisted on following, the wearing of a poppy on Memorial Day. The poem was authored by John McCrae and is entitled In Flanders Field. In Flanders fields the poppies grow, between the crosses row on row that mark our place. And in the sky, the larks still bravely singing, fly scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe, to you from failing hands we throw the torch. Be it yours to hold high. If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders field. Let us pray. Lord, we ask your blessing on all veterans and active military men and women, as this month in particular we honor and thank them for their service. And we also ask your blessing on our members here today and on those who will be returning back to join us next week. All these things we humbly ask in thy name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Representative Penny is recognized.
Madam Speaker, the journal for November 18th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Penny moves that the journal for November 18th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it and the journal is approved as written. Ratification of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
The rolling clerk reports the following bill duly to ratify for presentation to the governor. Senate Bill 326, an act to amend the date in which the mail-in absentee ballots must be received by the County Board of Elections in order to be counted, to require publishing of the date absentee ballots are available and the deadline for requesting an absentee ballot, and to provide for the reporting of ballots by the County Board of Elections.
Chapter bills will be noted. Messages from the Senate, the clerk will read.
Mr. Speaker, pursuant to the message received on July 13, 2021, that the House of Representatives fails to concur with House Bill 334, Senate Committee Substitute Number 2, 6th Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to provide grants to North Carolina businesses affected by the COVID-19 pandemic, to provide tax relief for businesses and individuals, to update the reference of the Internal Revenue Code, and to make various other changes to President Pro Tem appoints Senator Jackson Chair, Senators Harrington and Heiss, on the part of the Senate to confer with the like committee appointed by your honorable body, to the end that differences arising may be resolved. Respectfully, Sarah Holland.
Noted. Notices and announcements. Representative Penny is recognized.
Madam Speaker, I move that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, November the 25th at 9 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Penny, seconded by Representative Warren, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Thursday, November 25th at 9 a.m. Those in favor will say aye. I'm sorry, excuse me, subject to the standard stipulations set forth in 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed will say no. The ayes have it, and the House is now adjourned.